Queridos hermanos y hermanas de Francia. People sometimes get into very strange situations. Sometimes dangerous ones. Sometimes situations where they look around and say, I'm way over my head. It could be a debt, a new home, and then the whole economy changes, and it's really very tough. Or it could be some young folks piling on college debts, not really understanding that eventually they end up being paid, and the interest is enormous in the process sometimes. And they say, holy smokes, I didn't realize. Or it could be someone who signs up for a college course, an advanced calculus, and sits there a whole semester and hasn't a clue what's being said. How did I get into this? This was a terrible mistake. Or maybe making grand promises to help someone and then realizing there isn't a way I can do it at all. Or entering a relationship at work that's just kind of enjoyable and fun, and then all of a sudden you realize, no, I'm out of my element here. I'm there. This is not where I need to be. You know, there are all kinds of things that happen in life where we look around and say, I'm in over my head. All of that comes to mind because of the gospel. People in the boat. Initially, Jesus told them to get into the boat. Maybe they didn't want to get into the boat, but they did. And God told Eliab, come out of the cave and face what was outside. Maybe he didn't want to come out of the cave. And somehow Peter ends up walking on water. And he says, this is crazy. But three situations in which people find themselves in context that suddenly overwhelms them, catches them off guard. All that comes to mind because of this gospel, of the storm, caught disciples in a storm, beyond their experience and ability, even though they were fishermen. They knew something about the lake, but this was different. I probably told this story before here, right at this very pulpit, but it comes to mind again because I cannot help remember every time I come to this story of being with my dad on a fishing trip up in Canada beyond International Falls. I was 12 years old. My dad and two of his friends took each of their firstborn sons, and the kids were 12 years old, and off we went on a wonderful expedition to go fishing in Canada. And we went out, and we caught some wonderful walleyes, and then all of a sudden, and we cooked them on an island, and all of a sudden a terrible storm came. I mean, terrible. So this little boat with a motor went riding the waves back. Afterwards, years later, my father told me he was terrified, that he was convinced he would not make it. He was convinced. And that in this boat, with three young kids and three fellows, he was thinking of giving me his life preserver. Figuring, if I had a double chance, I might make it. That was a serious sequence. Well, we made it, obviously. And I remember as a 12-year-old, shaking, not with fear, but with cold and wet. I remember they gave us each a shot of brandy and said, go to bed. We have these experiences, whatever they may be, where we're completely out beyond our control. We're way over our heads. It was only Peter in the storm, but it was also the others. And Peter, watching Jesus come walking over this water in the midst of a terrible storm, was willing to step out command and invitation of Jesus. Did he do so in complete trust and confidence? Well, I suppose that was part of it. Did he do so with a certain kind of braggadocio, swaggering a little bit? Probably part of it too, figuring I can handle this. If he can handle it, I can too. Maybe a desire to imitate Jesus, but once he got out on the water, he said, this is a terrible mistake, and began to sink, way over his head. Again and again, it's the Lord who saves us. That's the prayer of the church. That's the prayer of every single person who ends up like we each do at some time or other in a situation way over our heads. Come back to a line. God is not simply in the storm, as powerful as it may be. He may have created the storm, but he is not identified with the storm, and he's not identified with the earthquake, and he's not identified with the fire. But God is identified with that small, mysterious spark, that atom, that quark, that neutron, that proton that begins everything. God is in the atom, the quark, that explains everything. God is in the atom that resolves everything. God is in the atom that heals everything. One way, this example from Elijah is one way of explaining the mystery of God who is in absolutely everything. From beginning to end. We get into the darkest situations, and our God gets us through them. One way or another. Our God uses tough situations to teach us something about ourselves. Back to Peter. Our God saves us from all kinds of things. I often say God saves us, raises us from the dead, from the graves, even the ones we dig for ourselves. Our God gets us out of the waters. That's part of the mystery of baptism. That's part of why every time we come into church, we put our hands in the font to remind us of baptism, not just the sacrament, but of the God who is with us in life, who gets us out of the terrible situations that could undo us and destroy us. But in God's way and in God's time, we people of faith believe we're pulled through. Holy water, in which we say, we trust, O Lord, that you will get us out of this, whatever that this is. And the response always is to the prayer of the people, you are the Son of God. God says, don't worry. Oh well. Gospel of the Lord.